Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Prophet Jonah, the first chapter. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you, because I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore they called out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. The word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jonah rose to flee from the presence of the Lord. Quite a response from the called servant of the Lord, isn't it? Jonah flees from the very face of God. He leaves the divine benediction behind him. He does not want the Lord's countenance lifted upon him from on high. He flees not because he is afraid, but because he is afraid of what the Lord might do. He confesses this at the close of the book. "That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster. I know that you're merciful. I know that you want to save those evil Assyrians, those people of a violent and idolatrous nation. And I want no part of it." No part. What might it mean if God would save a people like that? What if those Gentiles repented and were saved? What would it mean for Jonah's own stiff-necked and hard-hearted people who had rejected the Lord's word and his command? What would it mean for Jonah when he went back and said, "I helped save the Assyrians"? Jonah is a man set between two fears, you see. One fear is that of the Lord's mercy. That holds him back. The other fear, his divine call, drives him forward. He is a man wavering side to side, buffeted like a current driven by inconstant winds. And finally, after he is offered to the sea and swallowed by the fish, after he comes to his senses and pleads the Lord's mercy, he is spat upon the land, and he goes to do what he is called to do. We see in the flight of Jonah the flight of all mankind from the mercy of the Lord, don't we? Adam and Eve despised the command of God, gave themselves over to their desire, to the world. They turned away from his benediction. They despised the blessing of being his children and receiving his favor. They went their own way into the chaos and the churn of sin and death. And you and I are given into the same, are we not? Repent. God, though, does not give us what we want. He is rich in mercy. He pursues the swift. He outwits the wisdom of this age. He overthrows the strong, cuts down the lofty, and humbles the strong. He pursues Jonah down to the mountains of the deep, to the very pit itself. For he does not desire the death of the sinner, but that the sinner repent and live. And God pursues the Ninevites the same because he loves them and desires their salvation. Christ is here giving us a glimpse of his divine care. He reveals that he is the God of the Jew and the Gentile, the Savior of all the world. And then when he is lifted up on the tree, we can see that he is not a different God from the God of the Old Testament. He is the God-man who pursues sinners that he might restore and nurture and strengthen them. He is the hound of heaven, whose strong feet follow after with unhurrying chase and unperturbed pace, always seeking his own. Nothing is so heavy and burdensome as to bear our sin and disobedience. And so that we would not bear it, our Lord Christ suffered being forsaken by his Father. The Father's face, his very benediction, which he had always enjoyed, was turned away from his Son. And Christ bore our sin and our shame on the cross and was laid in the tomb for 3 days. But death could not hold him in its belly, and he burst forth. He is the source of salvation for the whole world. Lifted up, he draws our eyes and our whole self to him for forgiveness and life and salvation. The price of our atonement is paid. His face does shine upon us with love. His countenance is continually lifted upon us to give us peace. Sometimes our lectionary cycle can give us a chuckle because it coincides with something on the calendar. Our set apart to serve brethren are meeting today, aren't you? And here we have Jonah running away from his call. Jonah runs away, and you're discussing a recruitment drive for pastors and those who work alongside them in so many ways. It is a bit of a cause for a smile. But when we think about it, it is a very salutary text for a good churchly initiative. For it is difficult work to which the Lord calls his preachers and those who serve with them in the helping offices. Sugarcoating the work, sales pitching it to make it sound like a good career, making it easy to digest, often lead to disillusionment and great disappointments later. As we go about this initiative, it's good for us to be reminded what a sober thing it is. It's not just a program. It's serious business. God sends Jonah, a fearful man. Jonah runs and tries to hide. God chases him down so that his good divine will would be accomplished. And that man had trials unknown by any other man in the history of this world. Pitched into the sea, the weeds went wrapping around his head, the fish gulping him down, 3 days in its belly, and then being spit up all foul upon the land. No wonder people don't believe it. But they're fools. It's a good story. It's a story about our God and his salvation. All of this is so that sinners would hear the call to repent and be saved. Jonah, the first to be saved, and then the Ninevites. The Lord sends his preachers out. And so often they want to run, they want to flee, they want to avoid the pain and the disappointment. But the Lord chases them down. He upholds them through cross and trial. God himself is for them. Through persecution and mockery and shame, loss, apathy of their hearers, and much more, the Lord continues to grant the rays of his sunshine, cheers their spirits, sets them on their feet, those beautiful feet, the scripture call them, to seek after the lost with his word and spirit. Our gracious Lord Christ goes out with his pastors as he went out with Jonah. He who hears you hears me, he says. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. The Lord seeks his own through the office of the ministry. He pursues sinners even though they're always hiding. And he pursues the office holders too. That's comfort enough for everyone. He desires for you to receive his benediction. The blessing is yours through Christ our Lord. His favor is upon you, whether you suffer danger, thirst, or hunger, pain, or poverty. His word will go forth. He will accomplish what pleases him. It will never return void. He calls his ministers. He sends them forth. He may even send a man who does not want to go, who is afraid of what might happen to him and his preaching, who may want to run away, but know that the Lord is with that man. And our God will do wonderful things through him for the very reason Jonah was afraid. For the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.